Welcome to the Shir and Sefer Charedim. We're continuing with Chapter 3, Perek Gimel Be'inyan Ha'or Ha'meir Al Rosh HaTzadikim Avali Teshuva, that discusses the subject of the light that shines on the head of the Tzadikim, of the righteous people, Avali Teshuva, and those who repent. Ha'anashim HaTzadikim Or Techeles Zeh Meir Al Reshehim. People who are righteous, this blue light shines on their heads. Ve'afal asher hayu chatayim v'shavu b'tshuva shalema b'chol levavam v'chol nafsham v'chol me'odam dugmas malachi hasharis. And even if they were sinners and then they repented fully with their hearts, with their souls, and with their money, they become similar to angels of God. The Ksiv, as it is written in the Torah, in Bereshis Yutas Aleph, in Bereshis chapter 19, Pasuk 1, Vayavoh Shnei Hamalachim Vayar Lot. The two angels came, and Lot saw. Visham Isa Bazohar Vizelashona. And regarding this pasuk, the Zohar says as follows: Vayar Lot Chama Leshchinsa Vichiman Yachel Lemechme Leshchinsa Elachama Zahara Chad Nahir Salkal Reishaihu Uchedain Vayomar Hinei Na Doinai Be'alav Dalet Kemo Da'amar Uvigin Shchinsa Hahu Nahir Denahir Ka'amar Adkan Lashona. We'll translate this in Hebrew and in English. Targum HaZohar B'Loshon HaKodesh, the translation of the Zohar in Hebrew. Vayar Lot, and Lot saw. Erayes HaShchina, he saw Hashem's Shchina. V'chimi Yachol Liros es HaShchina. But is a person capable of seeing the Shchina, Elara or Echad Meir V'Ola Rashehem? But rather he saw a single light shining and raising and going up from their heads. Ve'az Amar, and then he said, Hine na Adonai be'alav dalet, kemo she'ne'amar sham le'el. And therefore he said, please Hashem with, and his name was Alef Dalet Nun Yud, like the pasuk said previously. Uvishvil Hashchina Heir Haor Hahu, and that light only shines because of the Shchina. Velachein Amar, and therefore it says, Suru Na Vechulu, please turn around and come into my house. This is the following pasuk there in Bereshis in chapter 19, pasuk Beis. Meaning that he recognized that they were the angels of Hashem, and therefore he invited them into his house. And since he wasn't sure where they were going, so he told them, turn around and come into my house. So the Charedim continues. Uminei nilmud levayar dechsiv nami gabi Avraham. And also we can learn regarding the word vayar that he saw that it's also written by Avraham Avinu. Sham Yud Ches Beis, it's also in Bereshis in chapter 18, Pasuk Beis. Dehachi hu Perushi. This, it says there as follows. Vayisa Einav Vayar Vihine Shalosha Anashim Yitzavim Alav. Vayar Vayarat Lekarsam Vishtachu Vigomer. You can see this is the explanation that he lifted, Avram lifted his eyes, and he saw, and behold, there are three men standing in front of him. And he saw, and he ran to greet them. He bowed down to them, and he invited them to eat with him, etc. And the Zohar there says as follows: Kein hu bazohar sham v'zeh lashono. Zohar says like this: Vayar Lot, vayarat, vayakam lekrasam v'chulu. That Lot saw them and he ran, he got up to greet them. Uksiv Hasam, And it also says there, Avraham Avinu, Vayeretz Likrasam, that he ran to greet them, Vichulu, etc. Ma Hasam Chama Shechinsa, just like over there, he saw the Shechina of Hashem, so here also he saw the Shechina of Hashem. And the same idea appears in Medrash Rabbah, in Bereishis Rabbah, in Parsha Memches Ostes, in Parsha 48, paragraph 9. And that's what the Haredim is referring to here in an abbreviated comment, that Medrash and that piece of the Zohar. V'hasiba sheshora rasheihem, mifnei shehem Haredim mipan of Yisbarach. And the whole concept that the Shechina, this light, the Shechina itself, rests on their heads, meaning on the heads of the tzaddikim and on those who do tshuva, who repent, because they trembled in front of God. Shenemar, as it is says, said in Yecheskel, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yudches, chapter 1, Pasuk 18, V'gova lahem, v'yira lahem. It was high for them, and was shown to them. V'shem or ze yireh, and the word yireh, to see, is a name, is an expression of light. U'matza minas mina v'ne'or, and therefore it's referring to the same thing. B'chein ha-tzadikim tamid yireyim mipanav, and therefore the tzaddikim are constantly afraid of God. Shein misichem daita mimenu yizbarach, because they never remove their mind from Him, meaning from God. V'lachein shor al reshehem, and therefore the Shechina, God's Shechina, rests upon their head. And he's playing on words here. He's basically proving from the pasuk in Yecheskel that the word fear, when it says v'yir lehem, which literally means fear, is also an expression of light that is shining to them. And therefore he says that the words fear and the words light have the same root and therefore mean the same thing, because fear of God is the same thing as God's light shining upon a person. Ulekach, and therefore, nikru ha-tzadikim malachi ha-sharis. Therefore, righteous people are also called malachi ha-sharis, angels of God who serve in front of Him. Kidisa b'sof maseches kedushin, like the Gemara says at the end of kedushin, u'b'sof perek sheni de nidarim, and also at the end of the second chapter of nidarim, man malachi ha-sharis rabbanan. Who are these angels of God that serve Him? Rabbanan, these are the rabbis. V'mai kari lehon malachi ha-sharis, and why are they called malachi ha-sharis? Why are they called angels? Mishum demitzuyanim ki malachi ha-sharis, because they're proper, just like the angels. Uferish Rashi, and Rashi explains there, what does it mean that they're proper? B'malbushim naim, that they have nice clothing. Adkan, end of quote. V'haremiz, and he explains, the Sefer Haredim explains, that what the Gemara is hinting to here, and that's what Rashi apparently means also, Shetamid yato kimi il harada milifanov kedeksiv naliel, that they're constantly wearing a cloak of trembling in front of Hashem, like it's been written before, Zecher ladavar harados ligilboshu, a commemoration of something is when they wear fear, when they wear trembling. And this is a pasuk in Yecheskel Chavav Tazayim, chapter 26, pasuk 16. Ve'alehim amar David, and regarding these people, David said in Tehillim Kuf Gimel Chav, in Tehillim chapter 103, pasuk 20, Baruch Hashem Malachav, the angels of Hashem bless him. Kedisa Bazor v'Medrash, just like the Zohar and the Medrash explain. Uvechama duchte Bazor miforesh shemeir or ze al rosh tzaddikim. And many times the Zohar explains that this light shines on the heads of the tzaddikim. Vel ze nemar, and regarding this also it says in the Navi in Micha, Perek Beis Yud Gimel, in chapter 2, Pasuk 13, V'Hashem Berosham, and God is on their head. V'Achshav Hadavar Nister, and now this thing is hidden. Meaning that you can't see when the Shekhinah is on somebody's head nowadays. Ula Asid, but in the future, meaning when Mashiach comes, Yi Nigla, then it will be revealed. V'Chsiv, like it says in the Navi in Zechariah, Perek Tes Yudalet, chapter 9, Pasuk 14, V'Hashem Aleihem Yera'eh, and God in them will be seen. וגם בעולם הזה, אחר היפריד הנשמה מן הגוף, בבואו על גן עדן, and also in this world, when נשמה separates from the body and enters גן עדן, עליה יראי האור הזה לעיני כל היושבים שם. When it enters גן עדן, this light can be seen on the נשמה to all of those who are sitting in גן עדן. וזהו שאמרו זל, and this is what Chazal said, Tzadikim Yoshvim, righteous people sit, Ve'atroseihim Barasheihim, their crowns are on their heads, Lo Amro Ataros, they didn't say crowns, Ela Atroseihim, their crowns, Shekvar Hayoleihim Ba'olam Hazeh Behester, the same crowns that they had in this world, they were hidden. And when he says here that they enter Gan Eden in this world, what he means is that Gan Eden exists right now, that it's present at the same time. So when a person dies and his soul enters Gan Eden, it enters it currently in the present time, not in the future, meaning not at the time of Mashiach. By the way, the concept of Olam Haba, Gan Eden and Gehenim is discussed in the Rambam. In Hilchas Tshuva, in Perek Ches Halacha Ches, and also in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. In Hilchas Tshuva, the Laws of Repentance, chapter 8, law number 8, and also in chapter 9, law number 1. And over there, there is a machlokas. There's an argument between the Rambam, the Ravid, and the Ramban. The Ramban is in the in his Sefer Shar HaGmul, and it's brought down by the Perush, by the anonymous Perush on Hilchas Tshuva that's printed on the side of the Rambam, where they argue whether Gan Eden and Gehenna are part of Olam Haba or not, and what is Olam Haba? Is Olam Haba present in this time, and that is the world of the souls, which is the opinion of the Rambam, or Olam Haba is the time of the Mashiach, which is opinion of the Ravid, or is it even after the time of the Mashiach, after this world will be destroyed, which is kind of the opinion of the Ramban. And it's really hard to tell whose opinion the Haredim adheres to, but based on his words that he calls it Gan Eden, and that he says that Gan Eden is in Olam Hazeh, it would imply that he sticks to the opinion of the Ramban, who says that the world of the Neshamas is Gan Eden, not Olam Haba. So since he calls it here Gan Eden, not Olam Haba, you might infer that he holds there like the Ramban, but again, it's not clear, and there's really no proof. Okay, continuing in Sefer Haredim. Uraya Shagam Arosh Bali Teshuva Mi'ira Mimar Ukva Shehaya Bal Teshuva V'haisa Mi'ira Al Rosho. And we have a proof that this light shines also not just on the heads of the righteous, but also on the heads of people who repent, of Bali Tshuva. How do we know that? We know it from Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva was one of the Amarayim, and he was a Bali Tshuva. He was a person who repented. Behai Samir al Rosh, and it shined on his head, Kideisa Besov Perek Hamishit the Shabbos, like the Gemara says at the end of the fifth chapter of Mesechta Shabbos, on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis on page 56, with Besov Perek Shlishit the Sanhedrin, and also at the end of the third chapter of Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis on page 31. It says, Shalchu Leilamar Ukva L'dezivle Kivarbasya Shalom. They told Mar Ukva that he is shining just like the son of Basya. V'chasav Rashi Zal, and Rashi writes over there, L'dezivle Kivarbasya, that he has a shine just like the son of Basya. What does that mean? Kemosha, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehu Bein Basya, who was the son of Basya, meaning that, not literally, but she raised him, so it's accredited to her. Lefi Shemakrin, or Panav, Kimoshe Rabbeinu, Shegidalta Basya Basparo. Just like there was a glow of light that came off of Moshe's face, and he was raised by Basya, the daughter of Paro, so also Mar Ukva had a similar shine, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, from his face. Lashon Acher, another explanation, Kibar Beisei, just like the son of his house. Again, Kimoisha, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehu Bein Bayis, who was a person who was constantly present in God's house. Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Yud Beis Zayin, in the Torah in Bamidbar, chapter 12, Pasuk 7, B'chol Beisi Ne'emanhu, in all of my house he's trustworthy, meaning in the house of Hashem Kaviyachol. L'dezivle, because it shines to him. Al Shem Shaya Chacham. Why? Because he was a Chacham, he was wise. Uksiv, and it says in Koheles Ches Aleph, in Koheles chapter 8, Pasuk 1, Chachmas Adam Tayar Panav. The wisdom of man makes his face shine. Umatasi b'sefer Haggadah, and I have found in the Sefer Haggadah, Shahaya Mar Ukva Bal Tshuva, that Mar Ukva was a Bal Tshuva, that he repented. Meaning the Gemara itself does not say that he repented. The Gemara only tells us that his face glowed. So the story in the Sefer Haggadah is as follows. Shenasan Einav B'Isha Achas. He looked at a particular woman and he desired her. Ve'alo Libotina V'Nafal B'Choli. And he wanted her so bad that he became lovesick. He became sick because of how much he wanted to have her. Ve'Eshes Ish Haisa. And she was already married to somebody else. Le'yamim Nitzrecha Osa Isha Klum Mimenu. So one day he got a hold of her, and he could do whatever he wanted with her, and he wanted her really bad. And in that moment, v'chavash yitro ufitara l'shalom, he conquered his evil inclination, and he let her go in peace. He left her alone. V'nisrape. And at that moment, he became healed. Ukeshehaya yotze lashuk, and when he went out into the marketplace, hayaner dolig birosho min hashamayim, they lit up a candle on his head. Ve'al shem kach, karile nasan de tzutzisa b'maseches Shabbos. And because of the story, they call him Nasan de tzutzisa, somebody who had a light on him. In Masechta Shabbos, Al Shem Nitzotzen Denura, because of the sparks of fire. Hacha Nami Lahachi Kasvile Hachi Al Shem Haor Shahazareach Al Rosho. So here also, they write about him that he had a light shining on his head. Adkan Lashona B'Sanhedrin, and this is the end of quote in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. V'kein kasvanami batosvos b'Shabbos. And the same story is brought down by Tosfos in Shabbos. V'afalpi shahor nister le'enei hamon ha'am. And even though this light is hidden from the eyes of the majority of people, they don't see it. La'chasidim ha'kidoshim haya nigla bizman ha'gemara. the holy pious people of the time of the Gemara could see it. Umi sheyodea be'atma shehu tzadik gomer o bal tshuva gomer tzarech sheyitamid b'yishuv uvichovid rosh. And somebody who knows himself that he is a completely righteous person, or that he's a complete bal tshuva, that he has fully repented, he has to constantly look back at himself, and his head should be low. V'nosein lev la'or hazeh shal rosha, and he should give his heart to this light that is on his head. Ki mei Hashem ha'isalo, because it is given to him from God, meaning that I guess he shouldn't get arrogant, and he should constantly examine himself, and he should reflect upon himself how much has he currently achieved, that he has this light upon him, and therefore he shouldn't lose it. V'imeina roya oso be'enei besaro, and if he cannot see this light with his eyes of flesh, meaning with his physical eyes, tia ha'emuna chazaka belibo ke'en re'ia, then he should strongly believe in his heart that it's there, and therefore it is as if he can see it. V'harei ataroya b'malchusa de'ara hagini shashers. And you can also see on the kingdom down here, and he bring us this name Hagini Shashers, but I don't know what that is. Sheyesh al Rasheim Kova Lavan Hod Malchus al Gabi Hakova Shalahem. They all wear a white hat, and on the white hats there's a glory of their kingdom. And they glorify themselves with that hat, and it's very respectful in their eyes when somebody wears such a hat. So what he means by this is that it serves them as a reminder of who they are and where they come from, where they're going. So therefore he says, if you feel that this light is upon you, think about it all the time and be reminded of it. And even if you can't physically see it, remember that it's there. And therefore, as long as you think that it's there, you won't lose it, because you'll keep reflecting about it. V'zehu perisheni b'pasuk, and this is the second explanation in the pasuk in Koheles, Beis Yudalet, which is in chapter 2 of Koheles, pasuk 14. Hechacham einav b'rosho. A wise person, his eyes are on his head. Shekasavti Eliyahu, that I wrote this pasuk previously, mentioned it before. V'hachi mifurish b'parshas Balak b'zohar b'drash ha'yanuka. And this idea is explained in the Zohar and Parshas Balak with regarding the story of the Yanuka. Chela Gimel Daf Kuf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. And this is in volume 3 of the Zohar on page 187. V'zeh Lashono, and this is what the Zohar says. Again, we'll read the Zohar and then we'll translate it into Hebrew. Pasach ve'omar, hechacham einav b'rosho, v'chi be'anasar einav d'var nash, ela b'rosho dilma b'gufei, o b'droi de'afik lechacham yater mikol b'nei alma, ela kara hachi, huvadei desanan loa yihach bar nash b'galuya d'reisha dalet amos, my time at the Shchinas Asharia al Reishai v'chal chakim einoi u'miloi b'roishoi inoin b'hahu d'sharia v'kaima al Reishai v'chad eino taman linda d'hahu nehora d'adlik al Reishai itzrich l'mishcha begin the gufa d'varnash ihu pisilo nehora adlik l'eilei u'shloma malka tzavach v'amr v'shemen al Reishach al yachzar d'ha nehora d'varoishoi itzrich l'mishcha V'inon uvdin tavin v'aldar ha'chacham einav b'rosho v'la b'asra achar ad kan lashona, end of quote. Targum Hazor B'Lashon HaKodesh, and this is the translation of the Zohar in Hebrew. Pasach ve'amar. Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, said as follows, and this is again Pasach in Kehelas Beis Yudalit, in chapter 2, Pasach 14. Hechacham Einav Berosho. A wise person, his eyes are in his head. Is there another place in a person's body where his eyes could be besides the head? Are they on his body, or in, meaning on the rest of his body? And they're on his arm? Of course they're on the head. So what is the pasuk teaching us with regard to a wise person? But rather, this is the explanation of the pasuk. Limdanu, it teaches us shalayelach adam begilui rosh arba amos, that a person should not walk with an exposed head more than 4 amos, meaning without a yarmulke or without some sort of a head covering. V'hatam, and the reason is hushashchina shor al rosh, the shchina rests upon his head. V'chol chacham einav udvarav heim b'rosho ba'orosh ha'shor ve'medes al rosho ba'shchina. And a wise person, his eyes and his words, they're both on his head in the light that dwells upon his head within the shchina. V'chasher einav sam b'rosho shehi ha'shchina, and as long as his eyes are on his head, meaning that the shchina is on his head, Yeda, he should know, she'osa ha'or hadolik ha'rosh zakok l'shemen. He should know that there is oil fueling the light that is burning on his head, meaning the light will keep on going. Mishum shegufa shel adam hu pesila, because the body of the person is the wick. Beha'or dolik l'mala b'pesila, and the light burns on top of the wick, meaning on the head. Ushlomo HaMelech tzavach ve'omer v'shem el reishach lo yechsar, and that's why Shlomo said that the oil on your head will not disappear. Ki ha'or shebirosh tzarich l'shemen v'hu ha'masim tovim, the light on his head requires this oil to fuel it, and what is the oil? Those are good deeds. And regardless, as therefore Shlomo said, Hechacham einav b'rosho, a wise person, his eyes are in his head, velo b'makom acher, and not in a different place. Ad kan l'shono. We can also add to this a little bit that the expression and the this pasuk is quoted commonly in speech, that it's an expression, you know, your eyes are in your head, meaning you see things clearly. You see things from God's perspective, not from a crooked human perspective which is twisted according to the needs of a particular individual. And therefore, when the Shekhinah is on your head, you see it from God's perspective. You see the world much more clearly and correctly. Now, how do you make sure that that does not go away, that you see the world clearly? So that is caused by the good deeds, and that's what they mean, that the Shekhinah is in a person's head, meaning Hashem's presence is there constantly with him on his head, helping a person see the world from God's perspective. V'seifei dikra v'haksil b'choshech holich. And that pasuk in Kehelas ends off that a fool walks in darkness. Yiforesh lifi derech ze al ruach atuma hanikra choshech. So we'll explain it in the same fashion as we explained the beginning of the pasuk. We said that the light mentioned in the beginning of the pasuk, that's the Shekhinah of Hashem. So therefore, the darkness is the ruach atuma, is the impure spirit that again rests upon his head of an evil person, and that's called darkness. Kimeforish bazor b'chamaduchti, like it is explained in the Zohar in many places, chofefes al harasha mirosha ved raglav. It covers up the evil person from his head to his toes, to down to his feet, meaning he's fully covered in darkness. He's fully covered by this ruach tuma. And again, what the ruach tuma essentially is, it covers up a person from seeing things clearly. He doesn't see it from God's perspective. Everything is twisted to him, and everything is again, interpret it in these selfish, personal, human terms, and therefore, obviously, the world doesn't look like a nice place, and it's all crooked. So regarding this, the Navi says, the Prophet says, this is in Yeshaya Nun Tes Beis, in Yeshaya chapter 59, Pasuk 2, their sins have separated between them and their God. Meaning, by a tzaddik who has the light upon his head, what causes that light being there are the good deeds. By a rasha, by an evil person, what causes this ruach hatuma to be all around him are his sins, his evil actions. And it makes sense, if you think about it, the more a person does good deeds, the more he looks at the world in a positive fashion. The more a person does bad deeds, the more he looks at the world in a negative fashion. Once a person begins looking at the world in a negative fashion, then everything somebody becomes twisted. I've heard a very nice pshat. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Hakina hataiva v'hakavod matzinas ha'adam min ha'olam, that jealousy, desire, and honor remove a person from this world. So what does it mean, they remove a person from this world? Meaning that Hashem created a nice world, a perfect world, where everything functions properly. But yet, to us, this world appears as a cruel, evil place, because of all the different events that take place. Why is that so? Well, it is so because of our kina taiva and kavod, because of our jealousy, desire, and the honor that we desire for ourselves. Because they're the ones that motziin es ha'adam min ha'olam. They remove us from this world and they place us into a different world, in a world that's crooked, perverted, twisted, and evil. And therefore, it's not that the world we live in, there's something wrong with it, but it's the way we look at it, it's the way we see it. And that's what the Sefer Haredim means here. As long as you see it through positive fashion, through the light of Hashem, Hashem will help you, and therefore it will be positive experience. If you look at it, if you keep doing evil deeds and sinning, so then Hashem is not going to help you in this Ruach HaTumah. This evil spirit will be placed upon the person's head, and therefore a person will see everything in a negative fashion, and the world will look like a dark and evil place. This is the end of chapter 3 of Sefer Haredim, and next time, Imir Tashem will continue with chapter 4, which discusses the subject of how a person is not allowed to give any physicality to the 10 spheros. And the 10 spheros are the 10 spheros that we have discussed in the previous chapter, in chapter 2, that are the emanations of Hashem, sort of the representatives of Hashem, is how we perceive Hashem down on this earth through the concept of 10 spheros.